From Spark and Anvil and CypherForge, this is SIFT in Chapter 1 of the CypherForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. SIFT was a small hound tween. She moved with a quick-eyed, pattern-spotting bearing, always ready to notice details. Her brown and cream fur was soft, and her long, floppy ears often twitched, catching faint sounds others missed. In one paw, she carried a small magnifying glass. In the other, a small folded card. This card was her signature feature, a frequency chart. It showed the typical pattern of English letters: E 12.7%, T 9.1%, A 8.2%, O 7.5%, I 7%, N 6.7%, and so on. And common two-letter pairs, called digraphs: TH, HE, IN, ER, AN, RE, ON, AT, EN, ND. SIFT embodied the discipline of frequency analysis. This method uses statistical patterns of letters, digraphs, and even whole words to break ciphers. Imagine English as a unique fingerprint. Even when scrambled by a simple cipher, some parts of that fingerprint usually remain. If a secret message's most common letter is Q, but English's most common letter is E, then Q probably stands for E. You would then check the next most common letter, and the next. Most simple substitution ciphers fall apart in minutes when faced with this technique. SIFT never thought of cryptanalysis as something only for geniuses. Every cipher has a tell, she often said. Patterns in the plain text leak into the ciphertext, usually. She explained that frequency analysis worked on simple substitution ciphers, and even on more complex ones like Vigenère, once you found the keyword length, or Playfair, using digraph statistics. But it does not work on modern ciphers, she warned. They're designed to flatten frequency. The lesson is simple. Which cipher you're breaking determines which attack works. One afternoon, SIFT stood before a group of students. A scrambled message, a mono-alphabetic substitution cipher, glowed on the screen. It looked like a jumble of random letters.
Who wants to try? SIFT asked, her tail giving a small, hopeful wag. A boy named Leo raised his hand. He was good at puzzles, but this one felt different. He typed in a guess for the first letter, then another. The screen showed gibberish. He sighed. You're guessing, SIFT said gently. That's one way, but it's like trying to find a specific grain of sand on a beach. What if we looked for a pattern instead? She tapped her frequency chart card. This is our map. Think of it as a cheat sheet for the English language. Leo leaned closer. What does it mean E is 12.7%?
It means that in almost any long piece of English text, the letter E will show up about 12.7% of the time, SIFT explained. It's the most common letter, then T, then A. They're like the loudest voices in a crowd. SIFT showed them the first scaffold for frequency analysis. 1. English letter frequencies. First, count how many times each letter appears in the ciphertext, she instructed. Then, list them from most common to least common. The students, guided by SIFT, worked together. They counted the letters in the scrambled message. Soon, a new list appeared on the screen. X was the most common, then P, then J. Now, compare that to our chart, SIFT said, pointing to her card. What's the most common English letter?
E, several students called out.
Exactly. So our first guess is that X in the ciphertext probably stands for E in the real message. This was the frequency-based first guess. They tried it. Every X in the ciphertext changed to an E. Suddenly, the message looked a tiny bit less random. There were still many unknown letters, but E started to form small, recognizable chunks. Next, look for common digraphs, SIFT said, moving to the second scaffold. 2. Common digraphs. These are two-letter combinations that appear often, like TH or HE or IN. Leo spotted a sequence, P
PXE. If X was E, then PE was a possibility. He looked at the chart. HE was a common digraph. What if P is H? He wondered aloud. Try it, Sift encouraged. This is all about testing your guesses.
They changed all the P's to H's. The message shifted again. Now, H and E started to form words like the and here.
See that? Sift asked.
You're not just guessing anymore. You're using patterns to make smart guesses. This was the test against known short words.
3. Common short words.
Words like the, and, of, to, in, is, are like anchors, Sift explained.
If your guesses lead to a common short word, you're on the right track. If it makes THQ, your guess is probably wrong.
The students continued, replacing letters based on their frequency and the appearance of common digraphs and short words. The scrambled message slowly, steadily revealed itself. It was a simple riddle.
It's not hard, Sift said, once the message was clear. It is spot the tell, then iterate. Every cipher has a frequency fingerprint, until modern ciphers. She paused, her ears drooping slightly. Modern ciphers are designed to flatten those statistical distributions. Frequency analysis fails on them. Other attacks, like chosen plain text, come into play then.
4. Modern ciphers resist. They're built to hide their patterns, Sift concluded. So you need different tools for different locks. Sift had grown up in a small village where her family had been the letter sniffers. They were the hounds who could sense if a letter was authentic, if its patterns felt right. It was a strange, old tradition, but it taught her to see the hidden structures in language. When she came to CipherForge, Cipher had asked her, "What is frequency analysis?" Sift had given him her usual answer, clear and confident, and Cipher had appointed her on the spot. "You might even see me in EscapeForge," Sift mentioned, almost as an aside. "Same me. In EscapeForge, my work is a fun puzzle for escape rooms. Here, in CipherForge, it's systematic cryptanalysis curriculum. Same character, just two different angles." She winked, and her floppy ears lifted with a happy, contented warmth. "But the patterns are always there, if you know how to look. And honestly, there's nothing that makes me feel more at home than that."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sift. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.